If I were to write a personal ad, it would read as follows. Me, landed English lord with country estate. Brown, green, 6 foot, 160. Athletic, fit. Harrow and Trinity educated. Bicurious hedonist. Will leave no sexual leaf unturned. Adores jet-setting playboy lifestyle. Broke as shit. Seeks wife with embarrassing amount of money and generous nature. In exchange for allowing me to continue exploring my sexuality and funding my extravagance, I will make you a countess. You. See above, regarding wealth. A reasonable level of hygiene and fitness would be a bonus, but not required. Contact Ollie for details. In a perfect world, even broke, I'd be a catch. In the real world, I deflowered a princess, had an affair with a married woman, also a princess, caused two scandals, was dumped by my wealthy fiancé, made a fortune for the tabloids and sales, and, in essence, turned my name to mud. No decent woman would have me. In the pool of women that would normally be considered acceptable, I'm slime. They'll fuck me in secret. They'd rather wear polyester than marry me. If I had all the time in the world, I could probably ride out the storm. But I don't have time. I have taxes to pay on my estate and an empty bank account. The tax collectors have more control over my destiny than I do. My lack of desirability does not change the fact I need a wife. One with lots of money. So I've had to expand my horizons. Go global. In the 18th and 19th centuries, English lords went to society for wealthy brides, even the broke ones. They had the season. They went to balls, soirees, entertainments, the opera, and riding in the park in their best. The stuff of romance novels. The 21st century has complicated things a bit. The roué of the 18th century didn't have to contend with Google or Facebook. I despise Facebook, the instrument of my undoing. So what is a poor boy with only a title, two aging servants who insist on taking care of me, and a crumbling castle to do? We get creative. Just as those English lords who had to leave England and head to America did. We go global. We hope the daughter of some Texas oil baron, Korean mobster, or Russian oligarch is either naive enough to believe we find her timidity charming, or conceited enough to marry us for the accompanying title. The latter is preferred. Everything is clean and there are no illusions. These are the marriages that last an eternity. Two people who have come together for a common purpose. Their own selfishness. The former generally involves a broken heart, children that require therapy, a divorce, and a large enough settlement to tide us over until we find a new partner. This is the bad option. This is what I was born into. This is the road to self-destruction and children who loathe us. This is how the 60-year-old drunks wearing ascots at yacht parties in Cannes are born. I'm really going to try hard to choose from the preferable pool of women. I'm broke. I'm not a monster. So what do? I turn to a professional. Someone who makes marriage her business. A matchmaker. There is a woman with offices in Moscow, Paris, London, Tokyo, and New York. She has a small, distinct advertisement for her agency at the back of the Better publications. The Economist was where I found her. The tasteful, discreetly written advertisement is straightforward. She is a matchmaker. She runs a dating service. For an exorbitant fee, she will find the perfect partner for the person requesting her services. Those services include extensive and complete background checks. Not even the Mossad runs such thorough background checks as the matchmaker. There are rumors the matchmaker was KGB, that during the height of the Cold War, she was a swallow, a female agent trained to use sex as a tool. Some say she was sent to seduce Ronald Reagan. Only she knows the truth.